San Mauro Castelverde is also known as the Village of Sundials, proudly preserving this ancient tradition, measuring time through the shadows cast on a surface by an indicator called the gnomon, which shifts according to the sun's position throughout the day and year. In San Mauro, sundials are abundant, though, strictly speaking, they are solar clocks. These numerous instruments, scattered between the town center and the surrounding rural hamlets, were designed not only to mark noon, but also other times of the day. The term sundial, however, carries a timeless charm that keeps it commonly preferred over the more technical solar clock. The sundials you see today, weathered by time, offer a glimpse into the various ways people measured time between the 18th and 20th centuries in the Medoni region, from the Italian system to the European one, and finally to the more modern mean time. Long before this, the town's Benedictine origins, San Mauro being named after St. Maurice, played a key role in promoting these instruments, which were closely linked to the Liturgy of the Hours, when the ancient canonical hours of varying lengths were still in use. The Italian system counted 24 hours starting from sunset, or about half an hour later with the ringing of the Ave Maria. This method suited agricultural work perfectly, as it indirectly indicated how many daylight hours remained and signaled the time to return home, announced by church bells. The story of sundials is intertwined with that of mechanical clocks and bells. Sundials provided timekeeping where public clocks were absent, especially in rural hamlets. But they were also essential for checking the accuracy of mechanical clocks in town, using conversion tables to ensure the official time was correct. In essence, the precise time signals we now receive via radio were once locally coordinated by a trio: sundial, mechanical clock, and church bells. Historically, San Mauro had two public clocks mounted on the towers of its two parish churches, San Giorgio or Matrice and Santa Maria de Frances, each serving one of the town's two districts. Managing these two clocks to provide both civil time and the schedule for religious services was no easy task for the timekeepers, who were often the parish priests themselves. This arrangement, along with advances in communication, eventually made it necessary to adopt the European system, counting 24 hours from midnight. By applying the equation of time, this system produced mean time, which was then kept by mechanical clocks. Here is a list of sundials found in the town center, one on Via Cimitero, in the sacristy of the Church of San Giorgio Martire, one in Piazzetta Immacolata, dated 1869, two on Via Umberto, one on Via San Giovanello, two inside the Church of Maria SS, Addolorata, formerly the Capuchin Convent, and in the surrounding hamlets, two in Casale Botindari, one in Casmalia, two in Malia, Cas Polisoro, two in Carsa Sancono, Cas Principe, one in the Church of Santa Maria di Carsa, one in Carsa Cannizzaro, one in Carsa Feliciusa, Cas Cavoli, two in Carsa Casuzzi, known as Pepiti, former Botindari oil mill, one in Borello Basso, one in Comuni Porcile. A special mention goes to the clock in the town hall, now operated by electronic devices that have replaced the old manual mechanical mechanisms.